I'm just a dumb blonde bimbo. And what's wrong with that? I've never been very smart. I never needed to be. Ever since these big, fuckable tits came into my life, I've always had a man around to do my thinking for me. And by the time my juicy bubble butt was fully grown, my thinking days were long gone. My booty got nice and large during cheerleader workouts. Yay, squats! And I made it nice and jiggly by eating all the extra cupcake frosting I made for bake sales. Frosting made me thirsty for lots and lots of milk. I drank so much. The milk made my boobies super big and bouncy. Since I turned 18, a thought hasn't passed through my head other than, where is my next cock going to come from? Even if I tried to think, I wouldn't be very good at it. The only thing on my mind, any moment of the day is cock. There's no room for anything else, just cock, 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 cock. I'm not even allowed to drive anymore. I kept getting in accidents. I'd space out trying to remember who I was supposed to fuck that day. Then bang! Good thing I have these airbags. It's probably for the best. I have no sense of direction, and it's nice having the man in control, telling me where to go, picking me up, dropping me off. Plus, I love having my hands free to wrap around my driver's cock. Nothing makes me happier than sucking the man's big fat cock to thank him for the ride. I love that I don't have to think about what to eat, how to act, or what to wear. I always check with the man that my skirt is short enough, my heels are high enough, and my top is tight enough. A man always knows what's best for a bimbo like me. Makeup too. I love it when I'm told how much to wear and just how slutty to look. Usually very slutty. I dress to his exact specifications. Like I'm his personal Barbie doll. His perfectly tailored fuckmate Barbie that gets filled with cum by the end of the night. My friends say I'm not really fulfilled, but they must be confused because I get filled all the time. I leave the house and then it's not long before a guy comes up and tells me he's gonna fill me with his cock. They're usually really, really big cocks, so I'm always really, really, really full. Sometimes two or three guys tell me they're gonna fuck me in the same day. It's so hard to remember what time they're all coming over. One time, four men showed up and started fighting over who I fuck first. It got a little scary, and then I got a little horny, so I just had to fuck them all at the same time. All those cucks, all that coming, takes a lot out of the girl. Or is it puts a lot into the girl? I've been coming so hard for so long that I might have permanent brain damage. Fucking is the only thing I seem to be able to do right. It's a good thing. Pleasing men is the only thing I really like doing. Guys think that they have to take me out on dates and spend money on me. And I let them because they seem to enjoy it. They like showing me off to other guys and girls, but they could just skip straight to fucking me. It seems silly sometimes, but I don't complain. As long as the guy fucks my brains out and makes me come, I'm happy. I'm glad I'm not smart. I see those sad, brainy girls, so lost in thought, so unhappy, so unfilled. Why live such a sad, calmless life when men are so eager to fulfill you with their cocks? Oh, and I love it when I'm told to wear high heels. I love being way up on teeny bobbly hills. I could just tip over at any moment. I usually have to hold onto a man real tight to stay standing. I feel so helpless and off guard, completely dependent on a man to protect me and take care of me. The sluttier and more uncomfortable, the better. The pain makes me cry a little sometimes. But then I walk by a shiny window and see how the heels make my butt pop out. And then I get happy again. Well, I get horny first, and then that makes me happy. Whenever I ask a man how I should do my hair, they always seem to want me in pigtails. I like it. My hair bounces when I walk around, and I get to use bright headbands and fun scrunchies. Pigtails make me feel like a cheerleader again. A cheerleader for C-O-C-K. Cock! Men like having something to grab me by when they fuck me. I love it when a guy uses them to show me how to properly suck his cock. That way, I always do a good job. How fast to go, how deep, and when to hold it all the way down my throat. Sometimes it goes too far down and I a little. Guys always like that. And if I wander off, a man can grab me by my pigtails and drag me back to him. Back where I belong. I love belonging to a man. Even if it's just long enough to make him come. That's the rule. Once I get a man hard, I belong to him until I make him come. And that usually doesn't take too long with me. I love my body, but sometimes I wonder if I should lose a little weight. Every time a guy buys me a dress, it's always way too tight and short. I was literally sewn into my last dress I wore. A cute little red number I wore that was so snug around my ass, I couldn't sit down or it would rip. I was really, really, really good. I stood in red stiletto pumps all night. But then my day tricked me and told me to sit on his lap. Like a good bimbo, I always do what a man says right away. The tight red fabric couldn't contain my big round ass and split wide open. My date told me I had to stay on his lap the rest of the party, or everyone would see I wasn't wearing panties. I was happy to do what I was told. He even put his cock inside of me to help me stay put. So thoughtful. Though I wouldn't mind walking around with my ass out, that way anyone could use it. I guess he didn't want to share me. If you ever see me in public, don't be afraid to come say hello and tell me you want to fuck me. I'm not too dumb to say no. If you're not a smooth talker, that's okay. Just stroll up behind me and give my big round ass a pinch or a squeeze or just slap it. That will get my attention. I'm quite stupid, but I know what that means. Flirting confuses me. It's easy to communicate with my body. I'm conditioned to respond when a hard cock is pressed against me. My pussy starts dripping, my nipples get all tingly, and that's my cue to do what I do best. Get fucked till I can't see straight and my brain turns to mush. If you do talk to me, please use small words. And don't bother asking me things like what turns me on, or what I like to do, or how I like to be fucked. I'm too dumb to remember. And whenever I have to think about complicated questions, my brain hurts and I get confused. It's so much easier if you tell me what I like, as long as I get to make you come. I'm happy if you're happy. The less effort I put into thinking, the more energy I have to bounce up and down on your cock. Ooh, you could always tell me a dumb blonde joke. I love dumpling jokes. Actually, I never get the punchline. And sometimes my mind wanders. But I like the way you laugh at the end. And it's a little story about me. I like it when a man laughs with me. Or at me. It's hard to tell sometimes. I like laughing. My boobs jiggle when I giggle. Hey, these words sound the same. Could that be a joke? Wait, jiggle? Giggle. Oh, jiggle? Giggle. Oh my god, jiggle? Giggle. Oh wow. Oh my god, okay, wait, jiggle? Giggle. Jiggle? Oh, giggle. Jiggle, giggle, jiggle, giggle, jiggle, giggle, jiggle, giggle, jiggle, giggle. Oh, I'm getting so dizzy. Oh, it's so funny. Jiggle, giggle, jiggle, giggle. Oh, oh, I'm getting dizzy. I need to lay down. Jiggle, giggle. Jiggle, giggle. Oh, I'm such an airhead. Oh, it's so funny. Jiggle, giggle, jiggle, giggle, jiggle, giggle. I'm just gonna rest right here. I just need to rest.